Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 Kansas City! Yeah, come on, it's time to hustle. It's time to shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
5:59 on your time. It's a high of 86, currently 64, with clear skies at the Grandview Triangle.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Forget About It Red Friday?
I'm feeling a little down because it's the end of Leo season today. Last day. Yeah.
The finale.
But it is Red Friday!
How about those Chiefs?
Oh, yeah. We'll be talking Chiefs a little bit later on as we get ready to play our final preseason game against some Bears. Mm-hmm. Say Bears for me, D. Come on.
Bears. You already know.
What's up in TMG?
We got a few things. Sierra's baby girl shares what her favorite Sierra song is, and a lot of people might be like, ooh, yikes, she might need to pick another one. And then there's a celebrity that was arrested for walking down the street damn near butt naked.
Uh-oh.
We got to talk about who that was why.
Your motivation on deck in 10 minutes, man, right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Congratulations. You figured out what the problem is. Now, it's time to get to work. Pointing out what's wrong is necessary, but it's not at all sufficient. Getting rid of a negative situation will leave an empty space. You must fill that space with a positive alternative, or the problem is sure to return. Most likely, what's now a problem started out with the best of intentions. Let that be a reminder that good intentions are not enough. Beyond merely pointing out what's broken, step up to the challenge of creating a detailed path for improvement. Then follow that path with action, with awareness, with diligence. It's relatively easy to tear down what doesn't work. Anytime you do, be ready to invest plenty of time crafting a brilliant and compelling replacement. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 86. Currently, 64. Clear skies at Hogan Prep. Love and hip-hop reality stars Bambi reacts after finding out Mama D took her kids to get christened without her knowledge.
Zane told me they were all christened. That's like something
so
I felt
wait,
like.
Wait, you telling me my kids got christened and I didn't get notified? Do y'all see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is something very important that I should have been a part of, or at least I should have been notified. Yeah. Are you serious? People don't stop at all. They don't stop. No. They do not stop. For him to do that, it's like they are deliberately trying to piss me off.
Now, of course, her and Scrappy sometimes don't see eye to eye. I'm not too sure what status they have right now, but Mama D, I don't think ever really cared for Bambi. But that asks the question, is there such a thing as the grandparents having a line that they can't cross if they don't include the parents?
Yeah, definitely. That ain't their kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, that Mama D didn't lay down and had them kids.
Yeah. Please.
What?
This song.
What? Sing it with me.
I deserve.
Yes.
I
deserve. Yes. She is cracking me up in this video, man.
Terrible. She lives for a viral moment, and she definitely got it. Speaking about being viral, rapper Lil Nas X has been arrested in L.A. for battery on a police officer following his early morning incident in Studio City. It was reported earlier. Officer responded to that call where Lil Nas X allegedly charged at officers before being taken into custody. Now, there are videos going out, too, of him probably like 2, 3 in the morning, just walking down, just strutting, just saying some stuff. People are recording, and he in his drawers. You just gotta go straight to the point.
Why did you say it like that?
That's what Tommy would have said.
Oh my God.
The drawers. I don't know what, you know, hopefully he's okay. They're suspecting some type of, you know, drugs might be involved. I don't know.
I do with drugs. I was giving it to him. Okay? But
I hope whatever he got going on, he figures it out.
Yeah. He all right, man. He on that stuff.
He just geeking and tweaking.
Yep.
All right. Well, there's that.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Hickman Mills School District is on fire. Quoteth somebody on the board of the Hickman Mills School District as they face a $12 million deficit without action. Now, a whistleblower triggered this investigation into the Hickman Mills School District by the Missouri State Auditor's Office in March. Now, after discovering evidence of financial mismanagement, the auditor announced yesterday that it would conduct a full audit that would look closely at most aspects of district operations. Now, the former superintendent, Yao Obing, was fired in July without cause. Dr. Dennis Carpenter, who served as the superintendent at Hickman Mills from 2013 to 2017, he's back as an interim superintendent until the district finds a permanent replacement. He ain't playing no games, y'all.
I think sunlight is the best disinfectant. In 14 days, we've gone from 47 credit cards in the district, I believe, down to about 3.
Folks, we don't have a choice. There's no choice in terms of fixing this budget. Wouldn't it be a sad day in a place called Hickman Mills if we hit all of the academic targets that we've been trying to hit for years and years and years, and then we don't hit this goal we've been talking about because of this?
Now, D, I know we have a number of listeners who's tapped in who are parents of children who go to Hickman Mills School District who are very concerned about this. I'm not sure what this does for the children, but I know the faculty and staff, you know, they gonna have to, buckle their chin strap a little bit because it's you got to buckle down when you in a deficit like this.
Yeah, so Everybody got to tighten up. Mm-hmm. And I know they're launching that investigation, so when we hear more, you'll be the first to know, Kansas City.
We need Dr. Carpenter on the show. I got to get him. We just saw him at the Hot Dog Fest, so I got an ASAP. Yeah. Whatever y'all need from Hustle and Shine, Hickman Mills, y'all know y'all got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we on speed now, for real.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Big shout out to all the cousins that's been hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to Marquan Debo, Miss Collins at University Academy, Sanaya, sending you some big love. Your mama said she love you. And then also, shout out to Derek, Leah, Xavi, and Jaden, Cameron, Nevea, and Carter. And then on the Facebook side, shout out to our Facebook stream because the cousins be tapped in on the comments. And we ain't even got to say nothing. They just are already, you know, coming in with their energy. So good morning to Latania, Kim, Stacy, Kiara, Marcus, Cynthia, Rich, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. All the cousins, we appreciate you so much. And especially being in the comments, because we want to talk to you.
Yeah, talk to me nice. Somebody send me some ice or something. I just need a big old cup of ice.
Some
in
ice.
The studio, yes.
We need like a little ice machine in here.
Ooh, boy.
We got an air fryer. We just need
stay up in here.
We need an ice machine and a smoothie machine.
Well, D, in other news, federal prosecutors allege a Kansas City area elementary school teacher admitted to producing sexually explicit videos of minors as recently as last month at an area elementary school. Dennis Hernandez, 28, was charged with transportation of child pornography, production and attempted production of child P-word, and possession of child P-word. Hernandez was a first grade teacher at Fairmont Elementary School, y'all, in Independence. Federal investigators also confirmed that Hernandez was a substitute teacher in the North Kansas City School District. According to Hernandez's LinkedIn profile, he had been working as an educator since at least 2021 at the Guadalupe Center Schools and North Kansas City in 2024. The court documents filed in support of the charges revealed that Google noticed photos potentially containing child sexual abuse materials and been uploaded to an account. After review by Google, the company notified the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which notified federal investigators. Wow. Those federal investigators conducted a search warrant of Hernandez Wednesday morning, after which he was arrested. He remains in custody and was set to make his first appearance before a judge yesterday. Keep his ass behind the bar. This is disgusting. And I don't give a damn who get mad or how you feel about it.
I don't get it.
This is utterly ridiculous. Please, and we talked about this a little bit the other day. Parents, please keep an eye on your kids at all time when they in these schools.
Yeah.
If you see any funny business or whatever that, say something to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Because even background checks and all of those things don't even... Those things can't even fish out some of these things that we're hearing, those stories. So being active from a parent standpoint, even a student, if you see something and a teacher says something, duly note that and make sure you let your parents know and just be like, look, just a note, so-and-so said this. I don't think they're a creep. But just so you can have an account of it, you just got to say these type of things in this day and age.
Sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
724, high of 86. Currently, it is 64, sunny skies in the River Market. Former NFL star and Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson shared inside info about Shedeur Sanders' NFL draft drama.
And what I heard from someone that's in the NFL, that the NFL told, don't draft him. Do not draft him. We're gonna make an example out of him. And this came from a very good source. And he said that, I won't say who, somebody called the Cleveland Browns and said, don't do that. Draft
really?
Him. Yep. Draft him. Don't do that. Because they weren't going to draft him either. They weren't going to draft him.
Yeah, after the Colin Kaepernick situation, I believe every single word he said.
Yeah, I mean, there's no surprise there.
Yeah, and Shedeur playing well above his draft placement as a fifth-round pick. He's looking like a second or first-round pick so far.
Yeah, as soon as them halftime shows change, I said, everybody got amnesia on what happened with Colin. So, no surprise here. Other news, Ciara. Her little girl is interviewing her, and the question is, what is her favorite song? And she lets it be known.
Do not say that song.
It's Ride! Ain't nothing when I ride. There. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, baby, hit me more. I love that song.
Now, Ciara was like, she's been on tour with her. She's heard that song, which then takes me to the point of, we all had some songs when we were in middle school and elementary that we should not have been singing, that some of us didn't know what we were singing. I was one of them innocent kids. I had no idea. I'm just rapping it and singing it. I didn't know what T-Pain was talking about. Were you one of them kids that had some songs that you was listening to you shouldn't have been?
Well, my brother was 10 years older than me, and he let me listen to the Doggy Style album and the Chronic album and the Brat Funkify. Those were like three staples in 93, 94 in my house. So yeah, this isn't anything familiar, but my question though, because I'm about to enter into this era of my life, as a parent, how do you break this down for your child? What's the conversation like when she's singing that song like that?
Well, how do you feel? Like, how would you handle it as a parent? Like,
I don't know, man.
Maybe your kid sees some videos of you at America's Pub when you was on the mic going crazy.
It.
Like,
don't do that.
I'm just saying, that's real life. Your kid, you have a life outside of your kids, and one day they're gonna understand that you are grown, and they will be grown too.
I think my father would help me with him was, and we'll wrap it up. He was very explicit with us. And like, I just knew what to expect a lot of times. So I think I would take that same approach. I think just having a conversation and talking to him. I just wonder what Sexy Red kids, what that conversation is going to be like one day.
Probably no different. Probably no different than Sierra and her kids and you about America's Pub. I think it's
a very, very different conversation.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Shut up, Brian. I don't know. We'll take this to the stream.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech N9ne. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
You already know it's Red Friday here in the town in Kansas City, which means our Kansas City Chiefs. We'll be smacking up them Chicago Bears tonight at Arrowhead GEHA Field. But D, you know, yesterday we talked about a little bit about Coach Andy Reid and those suspicious gunshots, supposedly, I guess, reportedly, that entered into his office. Team President Mark Donovan had this to say about the incident.
Called in our experts very quickly at all levels, locally, regionally, nationally. And we sat down and assessed the situation. We cooperated with KCPD, got through the investigation. And then we went back and said, okay, here's where we are, here's the situation, here's what we've determined happened. What's the next step? Both from a PR standpoint, from a communication standpoint, and we made our decisions and moved on. That's what happened. It's an important point to make that there are a lot of situations that happen in any big business, in any big city. There are a lot of situations we deal with. We have a process and a protocol we go through. And we deal with the best in the world in terms of expertise on how to do that.
Well, part of that process was installing bulletproof glass in Coach Reed's office. But, yeah, man, look for probably increased security going to Arrowhead this tonight and this season.
Yeah, that's just crazy. It's so many things that pop up into my head of how that could have happened. And, you know, I just, like, who's there? Was this a security that had something, like...
And I will say this, at the practice facility where his office is, it's like, it's open. Like, anybody can go there.
Right.
Like, if you just want to go there and just chill or walk a mile or something, you just go there and chill. You know, so it's not gated or any of that. So,
definitely
I don't know.
Security measures are needed.
Oh, it's going to be something now.
And making sure you have the right security there, too.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning has teamed up with T-Mobile to celebrate and recognize the real MVPs in our community. Individuals who embody the spirit of community outreach and positive change in Kansas City.
Today, we are spotlighting this week's Hustle Hard, Shine Bright nominees.
Sheena nominated Rosie Warren. Sheena stated that Rosie is a hardworking community advocate, farmer, and doula who grows fresh organic produce and gives it away for free to nonprofit organizations like Ivanhoe Neighborhood Council and Community Assistance Council. She has dedicated 4 years to community service and nonprofit work. For over a decade, Rosie is a skilled herbalist and has been healing the community naturally.
Tamika nominated Corey Smith. She is a visionary change maker, community builder, and founder of Black and Brown, a Black woman-owned independent bookstore located in the heart of Kansas City. Corey's dedication to social impact extends far beyond the shelves. She has been deeply rooted in service and advocacy through author talks, youth programming, curated book collections, and collaborative partnerships. Corey has created a movement centered around literacy, justice, and belonging.
Ronald nominated Pastor Kevin Morgan. Ronald stated Pastor Morgan, a.k.a. Sit One, is a reformed bad boy who spent time in jail, got out, and became a deacon, local gospel rapper, and a community activist. He mentors young men to become greater men. He hosts free community events and activities like basketball and talent shows to keep youth active and off the streets. I don't think he gets the shine that he deserves. He is very compassionate and passionate about helping our youth. I wish I had his patience. I just want to give flowers to this gentleman.
Go to KBRS.com and nominate your community MVP, a person who deserves to be recognized on the Hustle Hard, Shine Bright community spotlight.
this is the last week for you to nominate.
One community nominee will win a $250 gift card Friday, August 29th at 7:52 a.m.
Caring about Kansas City for 75 years, T-Mobile, where they love their customers,
and Hot 103 Jazz.
Busy Bit Man, 816 Day, we on Hustlin' and Shine.
You ready, D?
Oh, it's time to get in the booth. Let's get it. Hold on.
Come on.
Ooh, ooh. Cause she a busy body.
Cause she's the weekend.
Cause she a busy body. It's Red Friday. It's
Red Friday. Come on, come on.
Get up and get out. It's Friday. Check or deposit. You just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Get outside, better. See you today.
Hey, we kicking off this weekend with Juice Jams.
You know what?
My dog Royal Chief in the building. Hood Dude Food Reviews, the epitome. He's gonna be performing live. Yes. Ooh-wee.
They got a full lineup too.
DJ Nick Davis, I know your birthday coming up, family.
Yes,
we
sir.
Gonna celebrate you a little bit tonight. Juice Jams going down at Ruby Jean's Juicery, D.
And after I slide third, I'm gonna slide over to In Good Company.
Yeah.
You know it's going down. Leo season, it is the finale tonight. We celebrating Skittle's birthday and then all the other Leos too. So we want to love and celebrate on those who love and celebrate us as well. So
okay.
That's what we're going to be doing tonight. And then, of course.
Oh, shout out to the cousins going to Arrowhead tonight.
Yes, sir.
Kansas City Chiefs. Taking on the Bears. Hopefully we get the dub.
Busted Bears.
Get loud, y'all. Back to the instrumental.
Back to the busybody. And then switching over to Saturday, there's a couple different events happening.
Oh, the 2025 Suburban Balance Equity and Education Summit. Shout out to Ms. LaShawn Walker for always putting on for the town. 11 mm-hmm. superintendents will be at the Doubletree in Overland Park at 8:30 a.m.
And then Back to School Bash is happening at Family of Love Outreach 10 a.m. sharp. And then also Science City Kid Fest is happening at Union Station. So a nice little family day. 10
Shout
a.m.
out to Shell.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. is going down. And then after that,
the Show Me You Ball.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Shell?
It's going down at Kauffman School, 4 p.m. I've already seen the lineup. This game is going to be crazy. I already know the clips are going to be very interesting. I can't wait to see how everything turns out. Hopefully,
shout
don't
out
nobody,
to Pusha T.
Hopefully, don't nobody hurt their leg. Be careful, y'all.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high of 87, currently 67 in KCK. Life Jennings and Money Long have been getting into it after Money Long previously said he sounded like a hater on his record Must Be Nice, but she later apologized for it publicly and private, but Life Jennings decided to remake her song.
Think I'm doing this,
he said he was in the game. He's been in the game for 20 years, and a lot of people had questions on that. Like, you dropped a couple records in 20 years. We haven't heard from you in 10. Which is
facts.
Valid, too. Can you say that you've been around for 20 years if you only did something 2 out of the 20 years? I don't know.
He ain't been the same since L's caught him yelling a couple years ago.
On that video? Yeah. Yeah. That,
Shout out to L's.
Yeah, that mother went crazy on
Go
Twitter.
Go to patio.
Switching gears, want to send some love to Tamar Braxton. She shared an emotional statement revealing that she almost died after being found in a pool of blood. While she's unsure what happened, and we are as well, she says she's now recovering from a fractured nose, lost teeth, and limited mobility. What? So we just want to make sure we lift her up in prayer.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
Put
see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This Nay. Good morning, cousin.
What's up, cousin? How you feeling on this Red Friday?
I'm feeling good now that you answered this phone.
What's your check engine light looking like?
It's not on. Don't do it.
Right. She said she was in good spirits, and here he go trying to remind you.
I'm just trying to make sure
that
look, this is what the men in your life are for. We here to check on your tire pressures, all that.
Here you go. I appreciate you, brother. Not on love.
All right, we got two tickets to go send you to go see Lil Wayne and get you qualified for $1,000 in hot summer cash. But Nay, you gotta finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And that's when she say I'm look like a lollipop. Oh yeah.
You got boo boo or
something? Bottles in the club. You know I want to hug. You know I like the touch. I love your lady love.
Was there. I was feeling it.
Period.
You would get those two tickets to go see Lil Wayne at the tour that is happening on next Tuesday. Who you going to take with you?
I don't know. I got the
choosers.
I got a list, but I don't know.
I know that's right. Choose wisely.
Do I need
the
to switch your voice up?
The one that's going to pop out with me is the one that's
going
to go.
Okay. Make sure he ain't on the T-app. All right, sis?
Hey, I don't need no dude with me. It's gonna be a girl.
Yeah, keep it cool. Keep it friends.
My vibe.
Ooh, yeah. I heard that.
I know that's right. All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hey, Hustle and Shine in the morning. I'm Hot 103 Jam.
I need that money.